Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You look like a Pixar character.
Welcome to Threedom. My name is Lauren Lapkus.
My name is Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm Scott. Are we officially Threedom now,
yeah,
I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We okay. spent one whole episode debating the name, which we already knew was Threedom.
We keep referring to it as that.
When I guess.
It's like in the calendar.
Is there another Threedom on podcast.com?
Podcast. That's what it should be. Podcast.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine
we'd
that
be millionaires.
Every single person Wait, who ever looked
no
for our show
would podcast.com? We gotta start this.
We gotta start this. Let's
explain what the show is. Because I think at this point,
episode 8.
We should let people know if they're just they're starting with this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Paul. This is Lauren. This is Scott. We're friends.
Uh-huh.
We work together a lot, and we hang out together a lot.
Is that enough information for you out there?
Well, in case it's not, here's a little more.
Okay.
Outwit, outplay, outlast.
Out with it.
Out with it. What if that was the fourth thing on Survivor? Out with it.
Out with it. You have to tell a secret.
Every single person has to tell their deepest, darkest secret
right.
before they're handed a check for $1 million.
Or just an embarrassing secret.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like one time I wet my pants in my car.
In my car.
You did?
And that sounds true.
You know what? I probably have.
I've thought about it.
Wait, you've thought about it?
Well, like,
should I just let this happen?
Really bad. And it's like, what am I going to do?
I think on a trip to Vegas, there was... You know, in that big stretch of desert where there's nothing, there was, you know, you just pull off. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But I think there was
easier
one time
for us, Scott, than it is for Lauren.
That's true.
It's true. I remember when I was in Girl Scout camp. Well, I went there one time.
2 minutes later,
Girl Scout camp. Did you hear the original demo?
No.
Just came out. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was in Girl Scouts and we went camping for one weekend in cabins. I don't know what the situation was, but I
had to go like normal camp situation.
Well, I had to go pee
outside. I'd rather go to Girl Scout glamp.
Me too. I had to go pee outside for some reason. That's what is making me feel like I don't remember all the details about this. Like,
was the outhouse like outside or
I was peeing over a like a log.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I peed like,
frog,
all
like,
over my sweatpants because I had no sense of like
right.
angles.
Right.
Oh. So I was like 10 and I'd never done that before.
Was that the first time you figured out like where your pee goes?
Yeah, I was like, now I'm going to inspect my vagina. I mean, what are you?
I got my dental mirror out.
No, I was like, oh no. And then I just didn't tell anyone. It probably smelled like pee for the rest of the day.
Did you like hide them under the bed?
I don't remember that. But I wait, did I tell you this story before? Because I was just thinking about this the other day. Speaking of hiding things, I had gotten that same year when I was in fifth grade, I got like all of these books about angels out of the library because I was very curious about them.
Sure.
And I believed in them. And then the books started to scare me so much that I hid all the books in my closet.
Whoa.
And like didn't return them for a long time. And then I was really worried about the fees. It turned into like a whole thing.
So you were scared of?
Of the possibility of angels.
I love that you glossed over that you believed in them. I was very curious about them because I believed in them. And
I had such a belief in them. I wanted to learn more.
Then I learned too much.
I felt so scared.
What do you remember what it was that you learned? That
I just felt like it was too real. Like it was almost like ghost. ghosts or something. Like, it just felt like really scary.
That was a weird – there was a weird period in this country where people talked about angels a lot.
I feel like getting books about them?
Touched by an angel.
Yeah. I was like, Dr. Angel? What am I thinking?
Yeah, Dr. Angel. Medicine Angel.
Medicine Angel.
Angels really are the
Dr. Angel, medicine angel.
Angels really are the ghosts of the sky.
Well, there was Highway to Heaven.
I've always said that.
Where there was an angel.
Yeah, with Michael Landon.
Oh, and there was Michael, the movie about an angel.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He was like a slob angel.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Did he go up against the snob angel?
Yeah.
Slob versus
Gabriel.
Snob?
Yep. Gabriel.
The snobbiest angel.
So it just was something where it's like, oh shit, they're real and they're all around, they're watching me.
But I would hide things often, like that I didn't want to deal with.
Right.
Like I had like a sandwich that I didn't eat, and then I put it in my closet, and then it was
and smelled
green dust by the time, like, it had just been like so molded
over. Wow. And it was just like, you didn't want to take it to the kitchen?
I couldn't tell him that I didn't eat it in my lunch or something. And so I just, because I wanted to.
So you were hiding the process of eating it.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
And then did you forget about it?
Yeah. And then I found it. And then I was like, oh no.
Was it in a baggie?
Yeah. But it was just the most disgusting
thing. Were there worms and stuff?
It was just a peanut butter sandwich. So it was really just like covered in moss for months of being in the closet.
Hideous.
And I also thought that my dead great grandfather was in there a lot of times.
In the closet.
Yeah. I remember
that's why you put the sandwich in there.
It was all scary things.
Old man.
I like would be in bed and just, if my door was open a crack, I just feel like I could see him in there because it was the only dead body seen.
Oh, Jesus.
You saw his dead body?
Yeah.
Did you kill him?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like 4 when he died. And so then I was the first like funeral that I remember going to. And then so I remember seeing his body. And my family took photos. You know, like that was a thing. I don't know.
They took is that proper?
That used to be common practice.
We take photos at every funeral to send to our Greek relatives.
Oh, okay.
Which is very weird. Interesting. Like, stand by the grave and be like, do I smile?
I met somebody recently who was a friend of a friend. We were all at dinner together, and the person had to tell the waiter, I am deathly allergic to olives, which I'd never heard before.
Was it Popeye?
He got divorced. Like, don't even bring one of those.
Like, don't even. Don't even bring her up.
I feel like you shored Popeye through a lot of conversations to do your famous impression. But she can eat olive oil, but she can't touch like the outside of an olive. Or so she was ordering a glass of wine, and she said, "Could you please tell the
Lauren's sneaking a bite?" By the way,
she apologized. She said, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say because I know it's very annoying, but could you please ask the bartender to wash his hands before pouring the wine if he's handled any olives?
Right.
And she said, I'd never heard of this. And she said, yeah, one time I went to Greece. And I went into a restaurant and I told them I'm allergic to olives.
Yeah, you just can't go to Greece.
Yeah, the person said, what? The person said, why did you come here?
Why did you come here?
You wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, everything would have been touched by that at some point.
Everything.
Touched by an olive.
It's drenched in olive juice.
Wow.
Yum.
Dr. Olive, Medicine Olive.
Dr. Olive? Like Dr. Oz?
Like Dr. Oz.
A lot like Dr. Oz. Speaking of which, your first lunch pail, Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that from last episode.
I had a Marvel superheroes lunchbox.
Did you?
Yeah.
And like an aluminum. Who were the superheroes on it?
The Fantastic Four.
Of course. All 4 of them?
All 4. Okay. They got them all together.
Wow.
Did you carry that's like
to pose for this lunchbox.
That's like I saw Busta Rhymes and he brought out the entire Flip Mode squad. I couldn't believe it.
Did you carry your lunchbox in your hand and wear a backpack, or did you put it in your bag?
I honestly
don't remember. I think I carried it because I think I was proud of it.
I don't think I had a
And it was like a little
backpack.
Suitcase.
Yeah. You didn't have a backpack?
Yeah. It was almost like you're a little businessman
briefcase.
Did you have a book strap?
No, I don't. I think we kept everything at school.
Oh.
I don't think we had homework until this is pre giving kids homework when they're 7. So I didn't have homework till junior high, I think, which is why my grades were great through elementary school, and the minute there was homework, I started getting like
you didn't have D's homework until junior high?
I don't think so.
God, that I remember. I feel like it was always homework. Yeah.
No, that we would do stuff like you'd get a project or something you had to do at home occasionally, but it wasn't like every single night you had to, or maybe you had to read a book or whatever.
I hate projects.
I hate projects.
I grew up in them, so.
The idea.
Just looking out of the window
in the ghetto,
watching the asphalt grow.
The worst Lauren, part please. About
a hold on. Shut up, Lauren.
The worst part about a project.
I ran out of lyrics. I knew, by the way,
that you have. I was trying to help you. That you have to
help
have,
me help you.
Like the foresight to like plan out your schedule so that you do a little bit at a time. I would always right. be doing it all.
I would do it all the weekend before.
Yes, of course.
It was hell.
Of course.
Yeah.
So there's no other way to do
like
it.
You had like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But does any adult ever do anything with that kind of foresight? That's the thing. Why are they even giving kids stuff to do months in advance?
It should be like,
it should be like, this is the real world. You get something to do that you have to do all weekend and cram for it.
But it should also just be they give you an assignment like, hey, the end project is this thing. So this week you have to prove to me that you did this part of the project.
Right. And that would actually train the brain to do stuff like that. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You're right.
I had a Muppet Show lunchbox. And I remember there was a thing where if you were a guy and you had a female on a lunchbox, people would make fun of you and say you were in love with that person. And I had Muppets, and there was one side had Miss Piggy on it, and everyone was like, you love Miss Piggy. You want to kiss her. You want to marry her.
Wait, did you?
I did. I loved her.
She's fucking hot.
I'm hoping I run into her.
Isn't it strange to think that there is someone who is sexually attracted to that puppet?
Probably is.
I mean,
they're
adults.
They're absolutely.
Do you think that they are then attracted to Frank Oz as well? Like
he does the voice?
I bet they have to think about it.
Do you think they're also attracted to Yoda?
Yeah, they're definitely attracted to Yoda. And Grover.
Sure.
I mean, there are people with what every Bowfinger? Fetish.
Bowfinger?
He directed it.
I don't get it.
Frank Oz directed Bowfinger, Lauren.
Okay, now I get it.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess there are like puppet fuckers out there.
Yeah,
I don't
for
know.
Sure.
Yes! There's furries.
Well, you worked on a show with puppets.
Yeah, do you ever hook up with any of them?
I mean, not that anyone saw. When everyone else would go to lunch,
what if you were
take that little hot dog?
I'd stay behind for just like a minute.
What if you were attracted to puppets, but it couldn't be if your own hand was in the puppet? It had to be someone else's hand in the puppet.
That would be very difficult.
That's a very
it's a hard life.
Specialized prostitution where it's like, I need somebody who's really, I need a prostitute who's
and
very good.
And you couldn't bring your own puppet either. Like you have to bring a puppet.
Yeah.
You say to the sex worker.
The sex worker provides the puppet?
Yeah, like, okay. I'm sorry, it doesn't work if I bring a puppet.
It has to be a
I'm
stranger.
Too used to it.
I also need to see the puppet in advance to see if it's going to be.
One that I am attracted to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stipulations.
Ugly puppet.
Do a lot of people
no puppet.
Go
You're
to
the puppet.
Prostitutes
no
where
puppet.
They
no
haven't
puppet. You're
seen
the puppet.
What they look like?
Online? I'm going to be very careful about how I answer this. from what I understand, no.
Like you meet them outside and then you...
I think there's a lot of like you are told the person looks a certain way or you see a picture and then they show up and it's a totally different person.
Oh, you think there's a lot of that? Yeah.
I guess it depends on how much money you are paying. And I think that if you are, if it's like
the less,
high
weirdly,
end,
the less you pay, the better you get.
Really? Because they're hungrier for it.
But I mean, it's like if you're paying a lot of money, like high end call girls or whatever, I don't know, you would probably be able to order very specifically. This is what I want. And you'd be happy with it.
I had a friend.
And I'm sure they have like pictures online and shit.
Yeah,
like
now
that,
it's probably more.
Yeah.
Me saying all this reminds me, I had a friend who was interested in purchasing the services of a sex worker.
A friend.
And then here's the thing. And then I had another friend who worked at that on the side.
As a sex worker.
As a sex worker. And so I was like, oh, to my friend, I was like, oh, let me ask my friend how these transactions normally occur. And as I was talking to my friend, I realized she just thought that I was asking for myself, you know, but I purely was a middleman.
Hook them up?
No, not them up.
Oh, but you just got the information.
He just wanted to know, like, how does anyone ever even do this? Yeah. And so I asked her, I was like, how does someone do this? And she gave me the whole step-by-step, which I then like, passed on to
taking
him.
Notes, yeah. Like, my friend will really enjoy this.
My glasses
my
on.
My friend's getting hard right now.
It seems, I will say it seems like a nightmare to me, like just someone you don't know.
But that's what some people like.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I was watching some like documentary thing about what was it, Bunny Ranch? Where it's like mm-hmm. all the like mm. and then they were following this one guy who was very socially awkward and like just didn't have anything in his life like that could
any
be
intimacy.
Close to, yeah.
Right.
And so he had this relationship with this woman at the Bunny Ranch, and then he would see her like once a year because he had to save up all his money because it was really expensive. And then they would spend the whole weekend just like fucking, I guess, and then like doing activities and stuff and just hanging out, and he just wanted to hang out with her.
Like outside the ranch?
Probably just in the room, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But then like it was, he talked on camera and he was like, it's the best time of my year. And like it
That's
was
nice.
Just, yeah, I know. It was kind
I
of.
Don't, I go back and forth. I don't know whether it should be illegal or not.
Oh, I think, it should
I think
be legal.
If people are, if the woman wants to do it, mm-hmm. then it's fine.
Isn't it weird that you that the women are mainly arrested for it?
Instead yeah, of the, but sometimes you know? They're. I mean, there are a lot of people doing it against their will.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then that's
yeah,
where it becomes complicated because you don't know.
If it were legal, there would probably be less of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? That's well. That's the. Why you legalize anything is to regulate it, I guess.
Yeah, but I also feel like prostitution is a thing that I don't think that I would ever use, but makes perfect sense to me. You know,
yeah,
it's like
it
why
sounds
not?
Good to me. Prostitution, it sounds good to me. That's the new campaign. Just like regular people.
So, there's a campaign.
Like housewives.
For it.
Prostitution. It sounds good to me.
Do you think the commercials would get better for, like, when you see those?
Like those call lines?
Yeah, those call lines, which is like so. Come on, we can make better commercials than this.
I mean, there are so many bad commercials still being made for like just local companies. We're like, how did everyone say yeah. this was good or that person should be the one on camera?
Do you know what I find kind of I this it makes me weirdly happy is how the end of like infomercials is still the same. It has remained unchanged, like that blue screen
yeah.
with that white and yellow
right.
lettering.
Yeah, and the little box.
Yeah, it's remained the same forever, and there's something yeah. that's really comforting to me about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you think like it would have evolved where people would have start using Comic Sans or yeah. something.
But know? Somebody's like, no, this works.
it grabs people's attention. Yeah. Well, I bet what happened is, and this happens in sketch comedy a lot, you put up something that's slightly different, and you're like, no, it has to be the normal thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people right. aren't going to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like, people need to recognize it so quickly yeah. that you need to do this.
It's got
to
be a royal
thing.
Blue screen.
Yeah.
The number is in yellow.
Yeah.
All the other type is in white. And then there's a sort of hazy glowing box around the yeah. item that we're selling.
I bet the editors have, like, tried other things. Like, this looks better, right? And you go, no, you don't recognize it as a thing you should call.
You're it's fired. Just,
you're fired. You're fired. No puppet. You're the puppet.
No puppet. No puppet.
No puppet. You're the puppet.
Oh.
Lauren, tell us about Chicago.
What do you want to know?
You love it,
you
right?
You know what I just found out that I'm really excited about?
What?
Is that Lena Waithe went to my high school.
I
two,
read that.
And only two, she was in the, we were at school at the same
Who
time.
Who dat?
She created The Shy, which is a new show on Showtime that's so
what
amazing.
What
She's on.
She did the very famous Master of None episode
about
coming
Thanksgiving.
Out. Oh, let's not talk about that.
Well, should we talk about her? And she's amazing.
Let's talk about her.
She's just really talented, but I've been like admiring her, and like I've listened to her on a couple podcasts and just kind of following her. Mm-hmm. And
is she younger or older than you?
She's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And I was.
So would you have been to school at the,
we
same,
were the same time?
Oh my God!
I know. And my friend told me that, and I was like, "That's amazing." And she's on NPR Fresh Air talking about moving to Evanston from the South Side and how mm-hmm. it was like Saved by the Bell to her when she got to that high school.
Was she? One
I haven't
of the,
gotten to listen to the whole episode.
Was she though. One of the drama people that you mentioned were really good at it?
No, I didn't. I don't think she was in theater because I didn't know her, and I pretty much went to
knew all
the shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I could be wrong.
I couldn't get in these.
Yeah, I was like, I go watch them, I guess. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But I just thought that was so cool. My
That's
school
great.
Has a lot of amazing people that came out of it. So I feel like that was a really good one to mm-hmm. add to the list.
And do you
Mine
hope-
just has me.
Well, good for you. You'll have attention.
Do you hope that like you'll be known as a recognized alumnus?
You know, I already am recognized by
Are
my school.
Are you? Didn't we talk about this
yes,
about
we
how
did.
They invite you they invite
yes.
you back to do a show or something?
Yes. And I yeah. and there is a Wikipedia of notable alumni,
mm-hmm.
And I look at it
my school
every so often.
I'm looking up right
and
now.
See who's been added. And uh-huh. But you know who else went to my high school? Who I just learned when I was looking at it, Audrey Neffenegger, who wrote *The Time Traveler's Wife*, which is a book I love. There's a lot of people that I'm.
Is it time? Was that a movie with Dom Gleason?
The movie
or whatever?
Is not good.
Okay,
but the book is
the
amazing.
Book is okay.
But also, it's because I liked the book so much, maybe I didn't like the movie. I don't know if people who didn't see read the book liked the movie.
Canada.
Domhnall Gleeson is my crush, though.
Who's your crush?
Domhnall
like that
Gleeson.
Guy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Even
my
in Star Wars?
Crush. I never seen that.
Wait, any of them?
No.
You've never seen a single Star Wars movie?
I think I saw the one with the Ewoks when I was little.
And you're just... Paul... She's never seen a Star Wars movie.
I heard.
She's never seen Star Wars movie.
Pa, she's never seen Star Wars.
She's never seen Star Wars.
She never sees Star Wars.
You're
movie.
Just not interested?
I just don't want to see that.
So you're not interested in sports?
Not real. I could go to a sports.
You're not
game.
Interested in Star Wars?
I just nah. want to see that.
What are you
There's
interested
so
in?
There's so much more out there.
Like what? Like Mamma Mia?
Sure, I've watched that.
You've watched like every live musical.
Yeah, but that's just like something I do at home for fun when like they're coming
that,
on
yes,
TV.
That's what we're talking about. Things that you do for fun. What, are you watching movies
the
as a job?
Things you do for fun.
The things you do for fun. Talking about or watching a Star Wars. And then you go to the store and then you buy a pint of milk.
Featured here, prominently on Three Wishes.
Here's the thing.
Hosted by Amy Grant.
God.
Here's the thing. I am listed in the notable alumni for my high school's Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
but my name is spelled wrong.
Oh. Does it link to your actual page?
No, it does not.
That's annoying.
And terrible.
Mine is annoying because it says I'm most known for being on Are You There, Chelsea, which I don't think is accurate.
No, that, not at all.
No one knows what that is.
What do you want to say?
For?
Podcast superstar.
No, but I mean.
That is what you are.
Maybe a show that people are aware of what it is.
Maybe Orange is the New Black. Maybe Crashing.
If anyone wants to go change that.
I change it. Every once in a while, I'm alerted to someone sends this to me that someone in Congress or something keeps changing the Comedy Bang Bang Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Someone
Isn't that
in
crazy?
Congress?
Yes.
Yeah. Because
mean?
Anytime
yes.
they.
There's a member, there's some member of Congress or somebody who works in a congressional office who's updating the Comedy Bang Bang Wikipedia page.
Because why? It says who did it?
Like, because yeah. I think when you. Yeah, because it like says
I think anytime,
where it's from. Anytime
yes.
Congress
if
does
somebody
something.
In the government
so
does that, yes.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So shout out to whomever.
It's Donald Trump.
I'm assuming it's Rand Paul.
It's probably Steve King from Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah. We all listed three people we hate.
The thing to do for love.
Would you guys ever get into politics?
No.
No,
I can't
feel like
imagine.
I've said
so many.
But that's that. I mean, unfortunately,
it doesn't matter anymore. I guess.
This is a bad thing to bring up. But Al Franken, all he had to do was basically just say, like, I was a comedian. I said some things mm-hmm. that were offensive that I found funny at the time. I'm a serious person now. I don't stand by those comments. I don't know if you did something like that. I don't know.
It's true because now we're in this
that's
age where so many.
No, look, I was a comedian. I grabbed people's asses. I thought it was hilarious.
And it was. And everyone liked it.
Everyone liked
but
it.
I think.
That's what they don't talk about.
We are in a weird time where like so many celebrities are becoming these people that like everyone has a known past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I think you could get over. I mean, when I was at the White House, they were saying.
Well, when I was there.
They were saying
I went bowling. And I really did.
I'm the fucking I'm the only person here who hasn't been to the White House.
I got a strike.
I got the first 10 bowl points.
I didn't want to go. So I didn't go.
The first ball I bowled was a strike, and I was like, well, I can't get better than that, so I just didn't continue.
That's cool.
But no, they were saying that they were gonna invite they were having an event with YouTube people. And there was a certain
Bono
YouTube. Oh, my dear boy,
you got to go because you're a vlog.
All your haul videos. Hey guys,
unboxing videos.
I just got a new bark box for my dog.
we're just gonna unpack it here.
Okay, so this is
this is a squeaky toy.
So they were having an event for YouTube stars, and they mentioned a certain YouTube star that they couldn't invite because
of a
video they had done. And I said to them, so how does that work? Do you have to watch, like, do you read about certain videos they've done? Or they say, anyone who comes here to meet the president, we have to watch every single video they've made or listen to every single thing they've ever done.
No way.
This is the job Kulop used to have.
Yeah, they have to log it.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, and because they have to make
sure. Everything we say?
They have to make sure that they're not putting the president next to someone who's going to have controversy or whatever. And I was like, can I ask you a question? Why am I here? And they said, well, if the president really wants you here, we just don't bother with it.
Oh.
It's like, thank God, because I started to get kind of freaked out about it as I was getting there that I would be turned away at the
gate.
Well,
they have really strict rules because I was there for a comedy festival and a bunch of people went to go bowling. And and a woman was turned away because she had a DUI from like 15 years before.
DUI? Mm-hmm.
At the door?
Yeah, because we had to go through a security check once you get in the or to get into the place.
That was my fear was like at the door they would be like, oh, by the way, we just found, you know, whatever it is.
Well, when I saw that, I was like, geez, I had no idea they would even. First of all, why do you care? Because that doesn't really matter.
What is that? But, yeah, what does that have to do with anything? I'm not saying DUIs are great.
No, but like, but you're not driving there. I don't know.
You're not like getting behind the wheel of a car in the White House bowling alley.
That'd be fun.
It was a special day at the White House. Today, we're going to drive cars and bowl.
Hey, you know what you should watch if you haven't is that David Letterman interview with Obama.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it.
I really like it.
But that is my ultimate fear that sort of like when I was going to Vancouver that time. That just turned away at the actual border something.
I get so nervous about that shit and I have nothing. There's nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's not, but I still,
I just
like,
assume,
crossing a border makes me so nervous.
Me too.
I had a warrant for my, I would occasionally have warrants for my arrest out there reasons. For years.
Occasionally.
You have reasons to be afraid.
For not paying a ticket.
Right.
Basically.
But that's really extreme.
And it turns into, like, you don't pay it for so long, it turns into,
why didn't
I have,
you just pay it?
Well, I have all the, look.
You couldn't gamble in Vegas
enough. No. This is after all that. I have these theories about, like, you know, how
Jews.
Excessive.
You don't support the man giving tickets?
No, excessive tickets and stuff are all designed to keep poor people poor, right?
Sure.
And it just compounds as you don't have enough money to pay them. It just compounds and they can just basically like just keep you down. Anyway, so I had these tickets for a long time that were just hanging over my head for years, and they would go away at the 7 year mark. They go away, but I would just be just really nervous about being pulled over for years at a time.
Yeah,
because if they pull you over and it pops up, you go to jail,
Jesus,
right?
Not worth it.
And so for 5 year stretches. Sometimes I would have these things hanging over my head and then something would happen where I would get a ticket for something else and they'd go, you have a warrant, you need to pay this. And then I would have the money or whatever. So anyway, so going to other countries or whatever. I remember I once went with Andy Dick to Vancouver. He was going to.
No, boy.
He was going to.
A romantic getaway? Or?
He was going to do a comedy death ray show that we had booked up there. And so I was on the same flight. And we went through the airport. We got all of our luggage, all this kind of stuff. And as we're walking out, someone taps him on the shoulder and says, oh, right this way. And we never saw him again.
Yeah, I remember
what?
That.
that.
You were there? You were there? Yeah.
But they knew who he was. I don't understand.
They took him into another room and kept him there for 3 hours.
But so, because they knew who that was. They knew he was coming because of who they had
They pulled him up. That's the thing. I could never understand
why
they didn't.
I'm sure his name was flagged.
Why
yeah.
they like, don't let not allow you to buy the ticket. Because a drag to get there to the border.
Exactly. And do you know what you were doing, Scott? I was gambling.
Wow.
By not paying those tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
You like the action.
That would stress me out so much to have that going on. Like, yeah. I pay tickets like the day I get them. I get so mad.
Well, nowadays, but at the time when you're struggling, for me, when I'm struggling to like every $10 counts towards, you know, going
No,
to
I totally get it, but I would feel
temporary
so
layoffs.
Overwhelmed. Good times. I would feel so
I remember once I was pulled over with Coolop, I think, and it was within a 6-year period or something, and I got pulled over on the highway, and I was like, I think I'm going to jail now.
She didn't know all that stuff.
I think I'm going to jail now.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome back to Threedom. It's official.
Threedom.
That's who we are.
Threedom.
Threedom. Got to say.
Yeah.
You know my arrest story, right? Have I told you guys this?
No.
Was
this in Philly?
This is in Philly. I was like
Philadelphia, not freedom.
19 or 20.
Philadelphia locked up.
It's so hard to have a conversation with the three of us because any sentence makes us think of a song.
Or just some other kind of interruption.
Yep,
blah, blah, blah.
It's like three people with the same disorder.
It really is.
Trying to get through a story.
Sort of good for broadcasting. Bad for...
I was either like 19 or 20, and I had to take the subway to get to work in Philly.
I guess I didn't know that Philly had subways.
Yes, we're very modern.
I like subways.
I do too. I love this. Both. I love every kind
of
subway.
I actually do like both. For a while I was on a diet where I ate Subway sandwiches almost every day.
I remember that.
Like Jared, the fucking pedophile?
Yeah. And I had some similar things going on.
I was on the pedophile diet. I only ate Subways and I only texted young women.
But it did make me lose weight, and
that scandal. First of all, I love a scandal. I hate that he did it, but I get excited when there's some crazy ass thing happening.
Well,
I guess it's the
I know what you mean. It's the weirdness.
Like, I can't
it's the
believe
weirdness.
We're living
like,
in this.
What?
It's the weirdness of the details.
Yeah.
Like the Subway sandwich guy.
That's insane. Or like even just like the Tanya Harding thing. Like
yes.
Thinking about that, I'm like, I kind of love when something insane.
We'll get to your story in a second, I was obsessed with the OJ trial.
Yeah.
Year and a half. I watched it every day.
If that happened now, I would have been watching it.
But I made the connection the other day of all the Trump stuff, of like being impeached and all this kind of stuff, of like, oh, it's the same thing for me as the OJ trial, where I'm obsessed.
It's the opposite for me.
Well, where
it's
nothing like, happens.
I honestly dread every day. I've gotten into the habit now of like, what is it going to be?
I know,
today?
But for me, it's the same like, new details. I'm so excited.
Ugh. But it's going to have the same outcome.
But yeah. See, like I'm obsessively refreshing Twitter, but not in an excited way.
Yeah, I know. It's dread.
It's like, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Now. Yeah. Anyway, what's your Subway story?
I was 19 or 20. I was working retail, and I was headed home on the subway. At the hat store, yeah.
And haberdashery.
Hats in the belfry.
Hats in the belfry.
Hats in the belfry.
What if it was bats in the belfry, and it sold hats, and everyone's like...
You know, you could have made it hat.
Oh.
Couldn't afford that B.
I was standing on the platform waiting for the train.
Unlike Jerry Seinfeld.
When this was back when I smoked, and I was smoking a cigarette. And I'd seen people smoke on the subway before. And so
in the actual car?
Yeah. I'd seen people smoke on
and
the
this
train
is
before.
Probably in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I just lit up the cigarette and the train came and I was like, well, I've seen people do this before. What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. It's like 1:30 in the morning, you know?
Right.
And I
must look kind of cool.
And you look like Dennis Leary.
Very cool. I looked like Dennis Leary.
Andrew Dice Clay.
I had an attitude. People thought I was a rascal. And so I get on the subway with the cigarette and I go one stop. Mm-hmm. The doors open and a cop says, "You." And like gestures for me to get off the train.
Was the cigarette still in your hand lit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
Or did they know that you were doing it and he was waiting for you? That couldn't be possible, right?
No.
Okay.
He was just there. He saw.
He just happened to be there.
He saw me doing an illegal thing.
Okay.
And so he's like, "Get off the train."
I don't know. They have a sensor, and they're like, "Someone's smoking a cigarette. Get to the next stop."
No, it was just a horrible coincidence of wrong place, wrong time.
Like, you've seen people get away with it, but you didn't know.
Yes, I'd say so many times. So many. It was like so late. There's hardly anybody on the train, and so this cop tells me to get off, and he says, "Put out the cigarette, please."
Get off. 22 positions in a one night stand.
He sang the entirety of Get Off.
He did a little dance.
He did a little dance now.
I don't need ribs, Victoria.
And so so I got off and I'm thinking, oh, great. Now I'm going to have to wait for the next fucking train.
And but does he take you down to the station?
Yeah, he says, "Step over here, put your hands against the wall."
Oh my God.
Starts frisking
me. It's not just a ticket?
No, he's like, "Do you have any needles in your pockets? Anything I have to be aware of? Any drugs on you?" And I'm like, no. And the whole time I'm like, "Is this really happening?" He fucking handcuffs me behind my back and takes me up the escalator. And I'm just like numb, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I said,
"What's going on?
Is this like a real arrest?
Is this like a real arrest?
Is this like a real arrest, Mr. Officer?" Now it is like a sickness. And I said, "Is this like a real arrest?" And he said, "Well, it's like a parking ticket." And I said, "Do they usually put people in handcuffs for parking tickets?" And then he just stared at me, and then I stopped asking questions.
Oh.
And
so he was abusing his power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this guy didn't have to do this.
To handcuff you.
Yes. It's like, what the fuck do you care?
Wait, but did you go to the station? They put you behind bars?
Yes, he took me. Yes.
That's insane to
me. They took my fucking belt and shoelaces, and they put me in a holding cell.
Whoa. Did you relace your shoes?
Would you have committed suicide if they had left him in?
Yeah, I would have. I mean.
It's all over
I mean,
now.
That was a good call. I would have. I was scared. I was like, what is happening, you know?
Did you have to share it with a cellmate?
No, I was in this little cubicle cell by myself, and there was
bars,
bars, yeah. Okay. And then like a little bench.
Just make it doors.
Bars are better.
What are we fucking around with bars for?
Well, now I can see out there. It's nice.
Air coming in. The bars are good.
But there were guys in a cell next to me who were ironically they asked me for a cigarette. And
please don't bring that up.
Yeah. And there were guys on either side of
Could
me.
Could you have smoked in the jail?
No.
Jail?
So why were they asking
I forget
for the
they
cigarette?
Asked me for
Maybe they wanted to barter. With
I was them. I was the middleman. Like, they asked me to pass something down to the guy next to them.
Oh wow.
And I think it was and I couldn't reach them. Ugh, it was ridiculous.
How long?
I was there for probably like
How long
an hour.
Must we sing this song? How long? Yeah,
now, we have to make a rule. You can't do it to yourself. If a thing you say reminds you of a song lyric, okay. You cannot sing that song.
All right. Got it. Got it.
That Done. Seems fair, right?
Done. Yeah, totally fair.
So I was there for about an hour, and then they let me go.
Let my people go.
Old Man River.
Wait.
She sang low.
No, I know.
That's a low song.
So I was
did you
given
pay?
A court date.
Okay.
I had to go to court.
This is insanity.
The day of my court appointment, there was like this massive snowstorm in Philly. And I woke up and I was like, I'm never going to make it there on time. And I went back to sleep. Then they sent a postcard to my house that said, you have this new date and you have to show up for this.
It was a wish you were here.
Yeah. And at that point, I was still living with my parents.
It's just a picture of the judge smiling.
My mom got the postcard. I'm like, what is this?
Uh-oh.
And I said, that must be some mistake. And
does that ever work?
It did. I totally lied. I said, let me find out what this is. And I totally lied to her and said, this is what happened. And they got me confused with somebody else. And
one arm man.
Yeah. And I don't care. So then I tried to go to that court date and I couldn't find the place. And I was like, I'm fucked.
Did you have a Thomas guide and stuff? And you were.
No.
Wow, you're reminding me of something I kind of blocked out, which is I was arrested and in jail for 4 years. I had a few car accidents, which I told you about on another episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to—
With a friendly police officer.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
But I had to go to traffic school.
Beep, beep.
And do like many hours of it. And it was horrible.
Oh,
but I did a couple
many
of
hours. What do you think? It was one?
What were you doing?
Sounds of a car.
I think I had to go for like two full days of like traffic school on the weekend, and it was really boring and awful.
Did you do
and
the
then I had to go to
one?
Court.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had to go to court first, I guess, and that was part of my like punishment.
But I didn't kind of court forgot. Isn't I was, usually part of the punishment.
No, I mean I'm saying the school was part of
right,
the punishment.
Right, right, right. Okay, so they sentence you to like, okay, we'll get it down to just traffic school.
Yeah, but I remember I was so scared. I went to court with my dad. I totally forgot. I was.
I
like
remember
16.
I went to court once for one of those tickets that I had, and I thought it was just a go by thing, and a clerk would do something, you know, like stamp it or you pay it or whatever. And they're like, okay, just go sit there in the courthouse and then the judge is going to call you up. I was like, wait, I'm literally going before a judge right now?
Am I on TV?
Am I on TV right now?
It's very scary.
They had so many people they were trying to say, like, look, to speed it along, you're going to make the judge mad if you don't just say guilty. Just say guilty to anything.
Yeah.
They're like telling everyone, just say guilty. Otherwise, you're going to make the judge mad because we have way too many people. So just say guilty. And so every single person pretty much would get up there and just say guilty, and then the judge would cut you a break.
Because they were
guilty.
All the same kind of infractions,
it's all the same,
right?
Yeah. So they would cut you a – and it would save you several $100s. Right. I remember I think I said guilty and it was like a – I think the warrants at the time were like $750 or something like that, and they got it down to $100 or whatever. And I was afraid
– $100.
$200. I was afraid they were going to – make me pay $700, which I didn't have or whatever. But no, but I was just shaking there. And then one person didn't say guilty, not guilty. And the judge was like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yes, I'm not guilty. So I want to say not guilty. Mm-hmm. And they had to set up a court date and all this kind of stuff.
Oh,
but it just reminded me of just how much the system is designed to make you just like.
Well,
I
never knew how much the monetary value of my infraction, and I never made it to the courthouse. So they issued a bench warrant for my arrest.
Oof.
And I sweated that for a little while. And it's so weird because on the one
and
hand, I'm terrified of all this stuff. But I think the thing – I was terrified to actually go in the first place, which led to just compounded the fear now you're really in trouble.
When you don't know what's going to happen, it causes almost paralysis.
Fear of the unknown
is
like –
Fear of the unknown.
That had – when I was younger, that was a big problem.
It was a big thing for me, and it's always been my whole life of just if you don't know what a situation is like, it's tough to go into it.
Yeah.
Whereas now I think you could read enough online about certain situations like this that you would go, okay, I think I know what's going to happen when I get in.
But even like driving to a place that I don't know for an audition or something like that.
Hate
the first time I go to a place and I don't know the route.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have so much anxiety about getting there on time, not getting lost, whatever. And then the second time it's like, oh, this was a 5-minute drive, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But the first time it seems like an epic journey.
Those people who can just go do something or talk to someone they don't know or, you know, anything like that are just confounding to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. I don't know.
I know.
What
me
is
too.
It about?
I feel the same way.
And what is it about? Enough? I don't remember ever being brought up that way of like, please don't talk to someone you don't know or please be afraid.
What are you thinking of?
I'll take this one, Scott. I have my cousins on both sides are very outgoing people.
Both sides. Very, very good cousins on both
very
sides.
Very good cousins.
I've
very
seen your family from both sides now.
So they have that thing of you could be at a bar with them and see them up at the bar talking to someone and you would think, oh, they ran into an old friend of theirs.
Oh,
and
I'm it's a so
person,
not like that.
It's a person they've never met before.
I like hate that. Like
I think it's great.
No, no, no. I love it in other people. No. I love it in other people. I admire the trait, but when someone approaches me in a familiar way.
Yeah.
Depending on my mood, it really bothers me.
Right.
If I'm in the mood, I can like.
Has anyone ever approached you in a friendly way and acted like a friend when they're really just like someone who knows, like a fan or whatever? That's what I don't like. When they're like, hey, Lauren, hey. And then you.
Oh, yes.
You're
and
like,
if they say
oh,
my
hey.
Name, yeah, as if like, we know
oh,
each other.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
And then, that bothers me because it's just so familiar. It's just not fair because it sets up an interaction you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I think every single conversation anyone ever has, they should state their full name and
their
state their business. Yes.
I was traveling with my dog over the holidays, and that was an invitation for a lot of people to talk to me that I did not sign up for.
Dogs are.
But I was in a good mood because I was excited to go home, and I don't know. I just was in a good mood for both.
How did the dog travel? I don't.
Really
were
well.
We talking about it on a previous episode?
I don't feel think like we did, but she did a really good job. She was, I mean, she was like skittish in the airport, but like once I put her in the bag, she didn't
skittish
like being
in the airport.
Kind of skittish. Kind of skittish.
Oh, that was the song. That was the song where you posted.
What?
That thing from that fucking video game, that computer game.
Oh, Oregon Trail.
Yeah. And you posted something that fit into the rhythm of beer in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then I had to go look that song up. I put.
What'd you think? One of my favorites.
It's a good song.
It was fun.
It's a good song.
But I was really just trying to understand a tweet. So I was like, got it.
It was a fun journey.
It was fun. But my dog did a good job. But there were people who would just like really get into it with me. And then they would be like, oh, and you're on this show. And then I'm talking to them for like 20 minutes in a security line or something where I'm like, but I was in a good mood. So it was good. I don't mean to sound like that. It's just that feeling of like, normally I keep to myself and I just go through things. Right. And so then I was like, well, my dog really is, everyone wants to talk. And then the people want to show me their dog. And so I ran into Kevin on the way home. We were on the same flight. And
weird.
He's sitting next to me silently right now.
Gross.
And
this is almost like you're on an airplane.
This. Yes. He witnessed this. So I had my dog. And then this man was like, like really into the dog and talking to me about the dog a lot. And then she was like, oh, our dog is kind of like that. And, you know, whatever. Just like, oh, our dog is a part Chihuahua, which my dog is, but they didn't look anything like. And then he came back with like photos and videos of his dog after like, he went and sat down for a while. Then he like walked back up to me. He's like, here's my video of my dog. I'm like, it just, I can't
this
imagine
is not
who
crossed
this would
over
matter.
Into videos of your dog.
I just can't imagine.
Like after the fact videos.
Yeah.
Who would care at all ever?
Like, dogs are an invitation to talk. The first dog I got, I didn't realize it.
I didn't really know that because, like, I don't really interact with a lot of people in my neighborhood with her, so it's not really like a thing that I've witnessed.
What's your address?
I feel bad now because I've talked to people about their dogs.
No, I think some people
it's
like
okay.
it. I think
it's
and
fine.
Also, it didn't really bother me, which was the interesting thing. It was just like, I don't usually
it honestly,
like to
I
talk.
Will,
it shouldn't go on the.
Yeah. Right, I will right. talk to people about my dog that I would be aghast at ever having a conversation with
like
on
a
the
black
street.
Person.
Come on, Paul.
Well, then there was this man. Wait, then there was a man who did bother me.
There was a man.
Okay. And I was sitting on the floor like it was going to be boarding time soon.
Of the plane?
And there were no seats. And so I just sat on the floor with her. And then this man comes up to me and he's like, talking to me about the dog. And he's like, oh, wow, is she has she been on a flight before? You know, all these questions. And I was just like, no. But I was trying to, I was really cutting it off because he seemed a little weird. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, he walked kind of, was meandering around me kind of like, then like, popping
like
over to
circling you,
kind of just
sort
like,
of? Like
as
a
if
buzzard?
He's looking at other things, and then kind of talking to me again, and then kind of looking away, and then kind of talking. And then he goes, and I was kind of just getting more and more shut down because I was just like, I don't care about this
nonverbal cues.
Yeah, so I was trying to get my nonverbal cues, and then he came back to me with his phone, and it was just a wallpaper of a picture of a woman, and it said, "I I'm just showing you this, by the way. I'm not hitting on you. This is. And I was like, he didn't even say, like, this is my wife. He didn't explain
this
the picture.
This is a woman that I'm,
like,
in love
just
with.
Just so I'm not hitting on you. And I was like, I don't, it wasn't what I was thinking, but that's
but
fine. And whatever. And
for,
like,
clarifying.
I was like, I just don't like talking to fucking weirdos, but yeah.
who have weird pictures.
And then when I landed in Chicago, I ended up standing right next to his. There was a bag by itself. Ugh. Of course, I shouldn't have stood by it, but I like did. And then it was his bag.
If you see off, something, stand by it.
He was off wandering around talking to more people. And then I realized, oh, maybe he just really is this annoying.
Right.
Like someone was pulling their kid on like a little like scooter toy. And he's like, is that yours or did you rent that from? I'm like,
oh, God, you
stop.
Don't have to every detail about every person's life.
Just leave them alone. So then
how many buttons on that shirt?
He maybe wasn't really hitting on me. He was just annoying.
Yeah.
Speaking of planes, did you ever fly on a plane when people did smoke on them?
Yes,
no.
I smoked on a plane.
Crazy?
Yeah.
It's
insane.
When was it illegal?
It's insanity.
When was it made illegal?
I want to say mid-90s or something.
Mid-90s it must have been.
Yeah,
it's ludicrous.
The first time I went to London, my sister lived there at the time, and I flew on a plane and sat in the smoking section and smoked cigarettes.
Like a curtain could keep
fucking ridiculous.
Smoke
so
from,
nasty.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So nasty.
It's nasty. Nasty.
Well, I was sitting outside at a restaurant.
You nasty.
We're just doing impressions of you now.
It's good.
It's good now.
I was sitting outside at a restaurant recently, and these men were standing there smoking right next to the restaurant, and my friend had to tell them to move because it was so gross.
Yeah,
it's
supposed to be, 10 feet away or something?
Yeah,
like that?
And they were just right there, and it was like, don't you see we're all sitting here, and that just comes right where I'm eating, and it's just disgusting.
When I see someone smoking while they're driving, and they're just sitting there, and they have a cigarette, and they blow smoke out of the side of their mouth as they're driving, it is crazy to me. I can't.
I am shocked.
If you smoke
people,
out there, I'm sorry. I'm talking,
no. I'm
you know,
completely
but,
shocked that people.
Well,
still
let me
smoke
take
cigarettes.
This because I used to smoke. If you smoke out there, stop doing it. It's,
it's
terrible.
I'm so shocked.
Crazy.
That anyone would start now.
Yeah,
that's when it really gets weird.
I can't believe it's still around.
Yeah,
I can't believe it's still around.
It seems very archaic.
You think it would just
strange.
Become really unpopular and people would be like, "No, that's not a thing that anyone does."
Well,
anymore.
I think in LA it kind of is where people look down upon.
You see it so infrequently
except
now
for
in
so
LA.
Many fucking actors smoke.
It's that's
crazy.
True. That is.
But when I lived
so
in
stressed.
When I lived in the Midwest, it seemed like everyone did, and they all did it in basements. Like,
oh, my whole
you know.
Childhood, like a lot of my relatives smoke inside, and my grandparents and you know older generations.
Mm-hmm. If you do it, stop it, Paul. What's the book that you recommend people read?
The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr. I read that book and have not had a cigarette since 2006.
Wow, that's amazing that the book was your trick. I've never heard of a book being the way people stop.
Oh, the Bible. Stop me from killing people.
Stops me from everything bad I want
to
do.
Look, we need to take a break. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back. We're going, now's the time of
The time of the show. Where we have feature.
A feature. Paul, what
welcome
do you
to feature.
What do you got, Paul?
I have feature today. This is a little game called, this is a little game called Press Conference.
Mm. Ooh.
And now here.
That sounds fun. Tell us all about it.
Mary.
Ooh.
Oh, Mary. Did you know Mr. Belvedere sat on his own balls?
Wait, that's Jack A. on 227. Talking
about Mr. Belvedere.
Sure.
I feel like that's something Doug Benson did. So I want to give
credit. That makes sense. Credit where Doug brings that up a lot, the Mr. Belvedere sitting on his own balls.
He did that impression of him. Maybe that's why
He did that impression, yes.
Yeah, don't know.
Anyway, press conference is a game where two of us will choose a celebrity, a famous person, and the other person will, unbeknownst to them, be that celebrity, and they have to guess who they are from the questions that the other two of us will ask.
And are we trying to lead them into guessing, or do we want to keep it from them as long as possible?
I think we want to keep it from them as long as possible.
Okay.
While also
asking true questions.
Asking questions you would ask of this person, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so who's up first?
So we have some celebrities written down.
I'll tell you what. I'll be first up.
You'll be first up. Okay, so yes. So let us.
I will not look.
Okay.
We have Chef Kevin over here. will you show?
Yes. Very quickly.
Yeah.
I was playing a game online on an Xbox.
You play a game?
Are you playing a game?
That's an inside joke for us.
I was playing a video game and there's an online component, so I'm playing against strangers.
Right.
And I am flying a spaceship. And I get killed, and it says you were killed by Chef Kevin 27.
And is it this dude?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It's some other weirdo.
Some other chef.
Who named himself after our own Chef Kevin.
27 of them,
at least. He was not the first guy.
Weird. You think his name?
You were playing an online game with people who knew you were you?
No.
No, you have an alias. What is your code name?
I will never reveal it.
Chef Kevin 29.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So Kevin, will you show the name of the first one to Lauren and I? Yes. And don't show us the others because we will then know the answers to all the others. Got it? So, good. Okay. You were just about to show every single name to both of us.
Can you dig it? I knew that you could.
Don't show the back of that paper to me either.
Don't show the back of that paper to me.
Okay.
All right.
I almost just ruined it.
Yeah. Okay. You want to ask the first question?
Yeah. Excuse me.
I have time for a few questions.
I'm a reporter.
I have time for a few questions.
She's not a reporter.
Yes, I am.
She snuck in here.
Yes, I am.
No, I know her. Go ahead, Stretch.
I wanted to know.
I wanted to know. You could just ask the question if you're a real reporter.
Okay. Is it true you have? Well, God, this is hard. You guys go first. Okay. I have to understand how the game goes.
I'll come back to you later.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Person of a non-specific gender.
That's right.
Are you a puppet?
Well, I'm no puppet. I'm no puppet. Prepped, you're the puppet?
Maybe.
No, I am not. I'm a real person.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay, excuse me.
Yes. Got a good one.
Is your suit really yours? Or is it made for someone else?
That's a bizarre question as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean.
I'm trying to be.
You just asked me if I was a puppet. And you think that's a bizarre question? These are my clothes, and were you asking, were they made for someone else?
Yes.
Are you asking, am I wearing someone else's clothes?
They just look a little large.
Well, you know, I recently had an illness, so I've lost some
weight. Too bad you didn't die.
It's too bad I didn't die?
Question over here.
Yeah, sure. Gladly.
From the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, buzz.
Jerry Seinfeld was interested in buying our paper. I don't know if you heard that rumor.
No.
Why do you leave your shirts on the floor of your bedroom?
Because I'm the president of the United States and I do whatever
I want.
There
we go.
When you said the puppet thing, I was like, there's no way it's Donald Trump right out of the gate.
Kevin said sorry.
Was it the only name you wrote down?
No, this is the most famous person in the world. for okay, good
so
or for
I
want to
be next.
That threw me. It was so obvious. It threw me off.
Yeah.
Show
okay.
them the money.
Got it.
I got it.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Questions. I hope this isn't a delicate subject, but you don't have a very localized form of alopecia, do you?
No, I just don't want to have hair there.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
I have a question over here. Who do you think the next person will be to EGOT?
Oh, wow. I think it's going to be...
Who will join your club?
Wow, I think it'll be Oprah. But who will join my club?
Yeah, that was the question. You just answered it. Thank you. Bye.
Question.
I'm going to print this.
Question.
I'm going to print your answer.
Question.
Yes?
Question. Did you consider other ejaculatory phrases?
Yeah. Did you?
Did you?
No, that one seemed to be just the exact
one. That one was good for you?
Yeah.
Okay, question over here. Was it disappointing for you to have to star in that movie with that dinosaur?
No, you know, he was a really good friend. No. God. Okay. Keep going.
Question over here. Do you take showers or do you still take those baths of milk?
I'll never stop taking the baths of milk. Am I a
question
man
here?
Or
question
a woman?
Here. Question here. What is Steven Spielberg like?
Am I E.T.?
No, you're not. What a weird answer to my question.
EGOT. EGOT. Wait, who the fuck am I?
Question. Looking back now, many years later, were you maybe a little upset that your boyfriend put on blackface?
Yeah.
I loved when he did that. Question over here. Yeah.
Your breakout film.
What was it?
Do you think that people got confused by the title and thought that it might be a sequel to Prince's breakout film?
The Color Purple, starring Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes,
that's
film.
That's correct.
Me?
Yes, you, Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, yay. I need to go back to all these questions and learn all these things. What did you mean by the album? Because she has no eyebrows?
She has no eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the blackface thing? What's the milk
Ted
thing?
Danson.
Ted Danson at the Friars Club. When they were a couple. Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And he got up at the Friars Club in blackface.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
That is so weird. And then did she really bathe in milk?
She sent a picture to Spike Lee of herself in a milk bath.
Oh, okay.
There is I'm looking for it right now. There was a really funny Ted Danson joke when we did it a live Between Two Ferns.
I love Ted Danson
about
so
the
much.
Blackface thing.
Oh God, my
God, what was it?
I always forget about that blackface thing.
It's
I
so
think
funny.
Because I love him so
I'm
much.
I'm looking for it right now. Hold on. I don't think we used it, but it was really funny. I'm looking for it. I have all the jokes here. What's the weirdest place you ever made Whoopi Goldberg? That's one. Gosh, where is it? Okay, do you guys have one for me?
Kevin
walked out of the room.
Kevin, but, what the fuck?
But he gave it to Sam. So
okay, so close
Kevin
your eyes. Scott.
Killed me again.
Sure,
close your eyes.
I'm looking at this. So go ahead.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, you. I'm still looking for this, but
still looking.
Oh, here's one. You did a blackface routine at the roast of your then girlfriend Whoopi Goldberg. How ashamed are you that you once dated Whoopi Goldberg? Okay.
Did you? But you didn't. Did you ever ask him? Did he get asked?
I can't remember which ones we actually asked because we didn't tape it. So it was very fun, though.
Okay.
All right.
Question.
One over here.
Asking a question.
Yes, sir. I thought you had a question.
Well, I do. I'm sorry. I have a terrible stammer.
Oh, I understand.
When you were younger, did you ever visit your father at work?
Quite often, it was a big thrill for me to visit my father at work. Yes, I enjoyed it. All of those Sundays?
Over here.
Yes, over here.
Over here. Do you wish that your sketch career was more successful, or are you happy with the way things went?
I think life happens the way it happens, and I'm obviously a success now. So the fact that I was in sketches early on that didn't quite pop is fine to me now, because it wouldn't have led me to where I am right now.
Me.
And I am Robert Downey Jr., by
me.
The way.
No, you're not. Okay, why would you say that? What a weird thing. Me.
Yes, over here.
When did you first started? When did you first start?
Yes, go ahead.
Let him stammer.
Same guy?
I'm the same guy.
I call him the same guy. All right.
Well, it's only two people at this press conference, which is surprising.
Very unsuccessful
press
conference.
Well, it's weird that you're giving a press conference.
You don't need to.
When did you first notice that there was a problem with your eyes?
Well, definitely when I looked in the mirror and they didn't work. Or I saw the problem with them.
So it's gotten more serious?
Am I Daredevil, by the way?
Excuse me!
Yes, over here.
Do you fear cutting your hair, or does it excite you?
Do I fear it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I Adrian Brody's Rasta character?
No.
Do I fear cutting my hair? No, I don't. It's very exciting to me. I always enjoy it. It's one of my great pleasures of my life. A baby? Yes, I'm calling out a baby. Baby snuck into a room?
Would you say that you have more friends now than you used to?
Do I have more friends now than I used to? I have more friends, yeah. Hmm. It may be the same exact number. No, I think I have more.
Hmm. Are you... Yes.
Am I Hank Williams Jr. with all my rowdy friends?
hold on.
Oh, look, I got nothing but time. I obviously staged a press conference for two people.
Do you feel frustrated by the tabloids' obsession with you?
It's not something I love, but it's part of life now. It's part of my life.
Hey,
yes,
hey,
over here, yes.
How important to you is your Greek heritage?
You know what? Without it, I wouldn't be who I am today. I mean, my mother and father had sex, and that causes heritage. So I wouldn't exist. It wouldn't exist. So I and being Greek and being who I am, a Greek former sketch actor, and I don't remember any other detail other than I have friends and maybe more friends. All my friends.
And your eye problem.
And my eye problem.
Well, and you also, I think you must have really chronically dry skin considering how much lotion you use.
Are you worried that people will see pictures of you before your plastic surgery?
Plastic?
Do you feel that you have to drink only one brand of water?
Am I? I'm obviously Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's how you play press conference.
Oh,
Yay. That
was fun. That was fun.
Good
that
feature.
Was fun.
Good
I enjoyed
feature.
That. What's wrong with
fun
her
times.
Eyes?
She's in
dry
a commercial
eyes.
For dry
right.
eyes.
Man deserves
I don't think she does.
That was Courtney Cox.
Oh, sorry. She has
say?
The dry vagina.
Do you remember the thing about the friend?
What?
The Friends writers. There was like somebody who was like a writer's assistant or something.
Yeah, who had a lawsuit.
Revealed had a lawsuit against.
Saying that she didn't like the types of conversations they had in the writer's room.
Yeah.
That they were too sexual
and
or something.
Who said that?
The writer's assistant sued the show.
And because they said Courtney Cox's vagina was.
No, right? What was that about?
They did say something about her vagina being filled with twigs.
Oh, right. But yeah, like dead leaves or something.
Like they were making fun of the actor?
Yeah, because she was trying to get pregnant and couldn't get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like the stuff that came out was legitimately horrible.
Oh, no.
Right.
But then there was this whole discussion like, we need to do stuff like that. It's part of the creative process.
That's why everyone's like with all this Me Too stuff. They were like, So I can't flirt? This is a flirty business. Fuck off.
It's a flirty business.
It's a flirty business.
Oh, good.
Well, I do declare that this is a flirty business.
Oh,
I said this is a flirty business.
There was that thing of like writer's rooms or the chill that falls over comedy writer's rooms. Like, am I allowed to say that joke?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
That was fun. Press conference was fun.
It's great talking about news from months and months ago.
Years, in fact.
Years!
I hope Me Too isn't over by the time thing, yes. this comes out.
I know. It's done.
I hope it's done.
I'm sure you do.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for listening. We're out of time. We'll see you next time.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.